Zion City is free from the presence of fallen women and houses of pain, which are the very gates of hell leading down to death. Zion City is free from secret lodges and many other evil things that cost the cities of all lands. God is raising up Zion City as a dwelling place for his people, where we may educate a royal generation from the infant school to the university. Tens of thousands will, God willing, be sent off from Zion City as 70 deacons, deaconesses, evangelists, elders, and overseers of the Christian Catholic Church in Zion into all the world. We pray that this Zion City will be the first of many in every continent. We pray that the ancient hill of Zion at Jerusalem will soon be in the hands of God's people and prepared rapidly as the metropolis of the whole world, the city of the great King made ready for his coming. These things are not only possible and probable, but they are as sure and certain as the word of prophecy which foretells them in the latter days. Speaking with God's given authority, I say to you, my brothers and sisters, beware lest the enemy weaken your faith in the coming of Zion King. Prepare for that coming. Let your lamp be trimmed and burning, and see that you have oil in your vessel with your lamp. Sleep not, nor slumber, but hear the voice from Zion, which is crying, Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of Jehovah has risen upon thee. You may feel that you are but few in number, but I beseech you to read together the glorious 60th chapter of the book of the prophet Isaiah, from which my last words were taken. Consider the closing words.